But we got, I got some new co-hosts, man. You know, got Josh up in here. Say what's up, man.
What's up? What's up, guys, man? We about to teach Cohiba a few things.
You know, and then I got the realest nigga on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Quav, say what's up, man.
Yo, what's good? What's happening?
So what's up, man? Where we left off, man, we was having a crazy conversation. Yeah. And Josh, you know, we was talking about, you know, Josh is down with, you know, sleeping with relatives.
Wait, whoa. Okay, let's clear some things up here, all right? What I'm saying is, if you getting ready to hit someone, right? And then all of a sudden, you somehow find out this person a relative. Does that person automatically just stop being attractive? Does that person automatically stop being someone that you was willing to have sex with? Because you found out that somehow y'all related? She could be your second cousin, your third cousin, fourth cousin. She could be the your sister from your dad, from another mother, right? But does she just stop being attractive? Like, does she just stop being someone that you just, you getting ready to hit? I feel like she doesn't. I feel like that not everybody has been in that position, and people who haven't would sit there and say, nah, I wouldn't hit it if I found out. But I feel like you would. I feel like most people would.
Cohiba would.
Nah. I feel like Cohiba would.
I definitely would not. You know what I'm saying?
See, I definitely would not
do no sick shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
You're sickest man on the planet. What you mean?
Bruh, I would not do no sick shit like that, man. Niggas is not running around here hitting their relatives and their sisters and shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, you gotta also explain the situation. You gotta explain how, again,
listen,
you didn't know this person was your relative when didn't you found them attractive for the first time.
If I didn't know and then all of a sudden I just found out, it's over.
It's over.
Why is that hard to believe? Do y'all have like situations? Are you know what I mean? Why you got a situation?
You know what? It's not that it's hard to believe. I believe that you probably believe in anyone, but there's certain things that you're willing to do with some girls based on how they look that you're not willing to do with other girls, right? So you might be willing to do something with a 10 that you're not willing to do with a 7. Like I say, it all depends on the girl, right? You look at the girl, you're like, yo, she
I ain't gonna lie, depending on what the 7 look like. The 7 got a big ass there. 7 is gonna become a 10 in my book. Maybe 11.
Hey, Quan, why don't you talk about Joe's situation, man? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Are you dealing with a relative? Like, how you go ahead and talk about that?
That's not my relative, bro.
Nah, like, well, it's not your relative, but you.
Look, she got the same last name as my folks.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't too sure if that joint might be, you know, related.
Yo,
did you just see
something fall from the fucking like rooftop too? Yo, I just saw something fall like from outside.
It was
just like
a big piece of sun.
Yo.
It wasn't snow.
Bruh, that had to be a person.
Nah, I was in the first.
A fucking baby or something.
This ain't Wall Street.
Yo.
Nah, but yeah. So really. Oh, here's nothing, right? The other topic. That was the whole condom thing, right?
Yeah.
Would you not have sex with a girl if you didn't like? Okay, you're getting ready to have sex with a girl, right?
Yeah.
You really want this girl. But you realize you don't have a condom, she don't have a condom. What you doing?
Do it.
You doing it?
Nah, don't do it.
No, I'm asking you what you would do.
Nah.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Why?
Because, man, she gonna get pregnant. I don't, you know what I mean?
You can't pull out?
You can't pull out? Let's see, you think like
bro, there's no such thing as pulling
yes,
out.
Yes, it is. You wanna know the thing is to pull out? Listen, man, I do all the time. I pull it out and I put it in their mouth. That's what I do.
Say that to the mic just in case they...
I pull it out and I put it in their mouth. That's what I do. That's what I do. Pull it out, put it in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? There's a thing called head, oral. You know what I'm saying? That can get you off as well.
Yeah, unless yeah. So when you feel like you about to get there, all right, finish me off with your mouth. And that's it.
Swallow.
I mean, that's one way, right? Like, I don't even have to do all that, right? I mean, it's still possible. Now, let's be realistic. There's still the possibility of getting her pregnant, right? It might be small, you know, I don't know what the percentage is. But I'm just saying. So you just automatically saying risking never seeing this girl again. We talk about a situation where this might just be your first and only chance. And then we talking about a solid 10, right? We talking about a solid 10. She like, yo, let's do this. And you're like, nah, we're gonna have to cut it here because none of us have a condom. That's it? That's
condoms it? Take away all the feeling at that.
Yeah, so that's it. That's it. You're not doing it.
I can't do that, bro. I feel like when I put a condom on, if it's not really wet, I get soft. I'm not doing that. I'm just gonna go ahead and risk it for the biscuit. You know what I'm saying? Butter that motherfucker.
Yeah. So you really so I'm asking you, like, you sure after this conversation we just had?
I think I'll go through with it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So no, we done.
You know what I mean?
Turned on a light bulb in there. Okay.
I think I'll go through with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now that we got that out the way, you know what I mean? There's some interesting things, man. How do y'all feel about situations where, you know what I mean, you trying to get on with a bitch, she overlook you, and she get played by some nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? Get thrown down the stairs by some nigga. How do y'all feel about that?
Yeah. Alright, so here's the thing. You know how I feel about treating people the way I want to be treated, right? So I try not to compromise myself based on how they treat me, right? They'll treat me some type of way, and then I have to be strong enough to say, all right, you could treat me like that, do me wrong, overlook me, do all these things, but I'm going to still be me. And I feel like with that, you win automatically, right? Because you come to, you know, years past, there's a possibility of, okay, you're over her, you moved on, and now she's done realizing that all the shit that you did for her, even when she treated you like shit, actually did matter to her. She just ain't realize it at the time, right? And she not realizing this. Why? Because she was somebody who not treating her right, who not treating her half of the way you treated her. So now she just suffering because she can't have you anymore and you don't want her. There's also the possibility of you're not over her. She finally realizes, damn, I treated this guy like shit, but he still, you know, he still did his thing. And then somehow y'all end up together. It's a win-win. If she...
A win-win. Let me get that back.
You lost.
Yo, nigga, you lost. And I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. It's not a win-win, bro.
I'm talking about it's a win-win.
Like, see, me, I'm a very rational person, man. And
I'm very irrational.
I'm not delusional. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when you dealing with certain situations at hand,
like
where,
what, for example?
Yeah. Like what we talking, like, okay, bitch play me and she get mistreated by the next dude, whatever type of pain or problems he bring to her life, it brings joy to my heart to know that she's going through that. Cause now, and plus, you gonna realize, but bitch, it's too late. I'm unreachable.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
So,
I don't care what the dude do that's wrong.
So let's,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's do this scenario, right? You saying that it'll make you happy to see her suffering, right?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that mean that you still hurt?
Huh?
Wouldn't that mean that you still hurt? Cause if I'm over this chick,
yeah,
she could be going through some rough time, but I'm over her. So I'm at this point, I'm just feeling bad for her. If I wasn't over her and I was still mad at this situation, I'd be happy that she's going through something, maybe, right? So that means that you still hurt. Cause why else would you be happy about her suffering? Why else would you be happy about somebody else's suffering if you're not hurt?
No, now that I think about it, I sound like a hurt nigga, man.
Yeah.
Damn, like, you're sad as shit. Yo, like, now that I think about it, son, because, like, yo, that's that only type of, like, appreciation for somebody else getting hurt after they did you wrong is only because you still feel that hurt that they did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I say it because I've been hurt and I've gotten over the girl and I've seen her go through some shit. And I felt bad for her, even after she mistreated me.
Do you care to share that situation? I mean, we live, baby. You know what I mean? We live.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
This is a podcast. We gonna let it all out.
We're gonna let it all out.
But I mean, for the viewers.
Listen, I'll just say this. I was with the girl.
Yeah.
She mistreated me. She left. She ended up with a common friend of ours. Okay. He ended up abusing her.
Yeah. And how did that make you feel?
I felt bad for her.
Feel good?
No, it did not make me feel good. At this point, I was passed over her.
Yeah.
And at this point, I was just hoping that it all worked out. Because if she was willing to do me the way she did me, then I hope that it was worth it for her. So at that point, I was able to realize, right? Once I was past the anger and the sadness, I was able to realize that, okay, she made her choice, right? I wasn't her choice. But now that I realize she made her choice, I hope that it was a good choice. I hope that it worked out for her. Because I know that's going to work out for me. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh yeah, I'm happy she's going through some stuff. Because at the end of the day, I'm over it. I'm not mad anymore. Why would I be happy about somebody else suffering unless I'm a bad person?
Let's pass the mic to Quan. We need to hear more from Quan, man.
Yeah,
Quan,
yeah.
How do you feel about what's going on right here, man?
Man, listen, man. I'm gonna go ahead and stick to what I originally said.
Here you go.
Money over hoes, cash card clothes. Fuck the rest. Y'all can be all emotional if y'all want to, man. Listen, bitch broke my heart. That bitch is a dub. I'm going to move on. You know what I'm saying? Go back to the next day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just have to get me a lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a six man.
Yeah.
Six man. You know what I'm saying?
Automatic starter.
Automatic starter. You know what I'm saying? PG. Now, the PG's getting all the playing time. PG's getting all the playing time. I'm getting at least 40 clip. I'm saying her stats is going to be stacked up. She's Russell Westbrook. Okay? She's Russell Westbrook. The shooting guard, that's like Tuesday. Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Tuesday, you know, some days I have a bad Tuesday, some days I have a good Tuesday. She aight, you know what I'm saying? But, you know I can depend on her to be Monday if Monday's tripping. Because, you know, Mondays you normally have a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Then my small forward, I see her here and there. She like a, you know, backup player, you know what I'm saying? Now, the power forward, now, I know I can get casual buckets here and there. She'd be like Adonis Haslam. You know what I'm saying? But she plays great defense. She plays great defense. So, I use her when I come around the center. You know, I see her when I see her. You know, six man. You know all that. But, nah. Y'all are emotional. I'm good.
Yeah. Like I said, man, I'm going to go back to this. Like, if a chick get with a dude after she overlooked me, I feel, and the dude just do her all kind of filthy. Like I said, I don't care what it is, man. I don't care what it is wrong that he's doing. This is the fact that he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? So now she can realize that, bitch, you done fucked up. I don't want you to overlook me and then go get with somebody that actually make you feel good about your decision of overlooking me? What?
All right, so
you know what I'm saying?
See, you know why I feel like you're just a hurt bucket? Because here's another thing. In my particular situation, I realized that at the time I was crazy about this girl. But I realized that my life would be completely different if she would have done what she did. And I feel like it would have been completely different in not such a positive way. I feel like if she would have stayed, I would have been going through so many things that I do not have to go through right now. Or that I don't have to do. Kids, one. Just relationship issues. You know, all these things. So I'm actually grateful that she did what she did. And on top of everything, just because you treat a girl right does not mean that you're the person for that girl.
What you mean?
I mean that there's nice guys out there. I'm gonna speak for me, right? There's nice girls out there. I met so many nice girls before. And so many times I've had to say, nope, you're not the one for me. I don't see us being together in the long run. For whatever the reason was. She wasn't a bad person. I didn't think she would be a bad girlfriend. A lot of them, I thought they'd be good girlfriends. But they weren't the one for me. So would it even be fair for someone to give you that time and give you that shot if they just doing it because you're a nice person and not because they actually love you or they want to be with you or they feel like they can build something with you? Why would you want it to just give you a shot because you treated her right?
Great point. Let me tell you something.
Let me see, when we living in a world, you know, I see that a lot of shit is just real it's real complicated now. You know what I'm saying? People are making shit that can be so simple complicated. The love game can be so simple.
Not really.
It can be simple, but you make it complicated. Simple, let me tell you.
There would be so many divorces. There would be so many relationships getting fucked up. There would be so many.
Relationships is getting fucked up because of women. Because of women.
It's because of bitches. Women, bitches, whatever. Women, bitches, hoes. You know, listen.
I claim no part in this.
Nah, man. Josh is in this to win this. Listen. The reason why I'ma say that is women, bitches, hoes. Skanks, scallywabs, you know what I'm saying? Hoes, heavy, hee-haws, hooly hoops. Yeah. Listen, reason why is because all they care about is money. Right, all they care about is money.
Right.
Money is the number one.
Like Sean Carter said, ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire, man. Y'all didn't. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as an ugly dude with money, man. Because off the rip, man, these hoes, you know, these bitches, they only care about materialistic things.
Do you care about money?
Listen, hold on. See, he always, Josh always trying to come through with a cape.
But the question is,
Do you want
to be in a Benz or do you not mind riding in a Honda?
Listen. Hondas make my skin itch. I wouldn't even play passenger.
Let me tell you, that's wild.
See, Josh.
What you driving home right now? Wait, are you driving home?
Hey, you getting out of line, man. You getting out of line. You know what I'm saying? You getting out of line.
No, I'm not.
You getting out of line, man.
You talking a good game.
First off, man,
I got a beaver
in my. You getting out of line. You getting out of line.
See.
Yes, I do though. But listen, he says, "Don't say you got a beaver neither." Yo, listen, hold on. Listen, whoa. When did this become about me?
Don't say the beaver is yours because it's where you're from. Let's move on.
Nah, we move. That shit ain't yours, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit is in your garage. Nah, you know what? Even if it was yours. You show us how they driving it.
You know what I'm saying?
Anybody can have a Beamer in their garage, but if they're not driving it, it's for a reason.
But I'm not against you. I don't want to see you in a Honda.
See, yo.
See, I don't mind seeing you in a Honda, but I'm just
saying. Yeah, of course you don't mind seeing me in a Honda.
But you know what? You want to be driving a Beamer, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you care about money, right? You care about materialistic things.
Listen, let me tell you, but that's not the only thing I care about.
You talk about people making
money. But that's not the only thing. When it comes to a relationship, you think I'm approaching a relationship of what girl I'm going to rock with based off what she got?
Yes. That's the mentality.
I feel like you would. Yeah.
No, I'm not rocking with a girl based off how much money she got.
So you rocking with a girl who ain't working for nothing?
I'm rocking with a girl based off how her energy is. See, me, I'm very simple. Let me just go like this. What's going on? Listen, I'm simple because in a relationship, how I treat the relationship game, like I said, I feel like it can be so simple, but people make it very, very complicated. Like how I look at it, it's like this, man. All you gotta do is be loyal. If I'm attracted to you and you loyal and you cool, you know what I'm saying? That's all you need to have. You got to be cool.
Loyalty is also a matter of perspective. And
it's like this, man. Matter of fact, these people so crazy. You know, this generation is so crazy because you're dealing with, like, people that so-called don't have titles where they're not considering themselves in a committed relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, but they fucking around and they can't go outside and mess with other people, but they have this thing going on. You know what I'm saying? It's the same topic.
Because you over here talking about love game is all simple. It's not simple.
It can be simple. I'm saying it can be simple.
No, it can't. You know why? Because you said the only thing you need to do is be loyal, right? And when I'm in a relationship, I could consider something that my girlfriend does unloyal, and she might not consider it unloyal.
Like what?
Like, for example, she going out with another guy, maybe a coworker.
Now that's
because in her head it's just a friend. Are we just going out? We just getting coffee.
Let me tell you.
We just talking, right? But to me, I feel like that's not loyal. You giving another guy.
Let me tell you
the time of day to make you
listen. That bitch ain't going out just getting coffee. That bitch getting coffee beans, nigga. Coffee beans, nigga.
Yo,
coffee beans, nigga.
But you get what I'm saying? She might think that's not being unloyal. As long as she doesn't go past certain guidelines or certain limits, she thinks she's fine. She thinks that's not unloyal. That's not being unloyal. So that's where it becomes complicated, because loyalty is a matter of perspective and opinion.
No. No, it's not a matter.
Yes, it is.
Loyalty is based off of this.
No.
You're making it. See, this is what's going on in this world. People are making things complicated that don't need to be complicated. See, my loyalty is simply just this. Okay,
here we go.
It's a fact. Not getting cheated on. This person is not cheating on you physically or electronically. Because
if your girlfriend kissed another dude, she cheated on you?
That's cheating.
Okay, if she hugged another dude,
that's not cheating.
Okay, if she texted another dude, is she cheating?
It depends on what's the content.
See, so that's when it becomes complicated, because now we just talk about what the content is.
And plus,
content is cheating, this specific content ain't cheating.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not really big up on my chick having male friends, because I firmly believe that no heterosexual male just wants to be friends with a chick.
Okay, well, that's a lot.
And especially,
I've had girls where I just wanted to be friends with them.
Like I said, no heterosexual male. No heterosexual male. Pay attention, Josh. You know what I'm saying? What I said. I'm not saying anything though.
That was a good comeback.
I'll
give you that point.
But like I said, man, if a dude see a girl that he finds attractive, you know what I'm saying? He can be just friends with her, but at the same time, he's gonna want to do something.
Just because a girl and a guy are friends.
Let me tell you something.
Just because a girl and a guy are friends does not mean that they find each other attractive. I have friends that I don't find attractive. I have female friends that I don't find attractive. So now their boyfriend doesn't know whether I find them attractive or not. I can say that I don't, and he won't know if I do or don't. So that's where things become complicated. You try to make something so complicated, so simple, which is why your dumb ass can't get it right.
Hey, you ever smashed any of your friends?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I smashed a couple of my friends, no lie. You smashed any of your friends?
Nah, man, because I'm smashing, that's not a friend.
Listen, no. Listen, if I smash my friend, listen, I'm saying I smashed her because I got in and I laid it down. I smashed that.
On purpose?
Well, I ain't gonna give her no whack dick, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, we done got that far. Obviously, I'm gonna show you what the business
is. Do you put effort into every chick that you fucking like? Do you put effort into, like,
Some of them you do, but listen, most times, it depends on who it is. That is a great question.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's go into that. Like, is every chick worthy of the effort? Or is this just about you? Like, are you more concerned about you bussing or you wanna put on that whole performance thing. You just trying to get a quick nut, so you don't care where your performance is at.
Let me give you an example, okay? We're going to have two 90s babies. We're going to put Nia Long and we're going to put Lisa Ray. Nia Long got the water. Lisa Ray got the desert, okay? But they both fine as hell. See, the thing is, though, see, you getting Nia Long, you think about her needs. You getting Lisa Ray because her shit dry. You think about how can you bust? You know what I'm saying? But they both bad bitches. I'm going to just go ahead and depend on who I'm fucking at the time.
I think ugly bitches got the best box.
You know what? That's debatable, too.
They got the best box because they got some shit to prove.
It's some ugly.
I think that.
And they nasty.
I think.
Yeah, they real nasty. They eat ass and all that.
Oh, these bitches is nasty.
I think it's a gray area. I think it's a gray area. It's not a black and white. Oh, she ugly. She automatically.
Bro, gray area is black and white.
Oh, you know what? That's right. Damn.
It's just ruined. No, see, that was a pretty bad comeback. But to answer your question, I do put 100%. I would like to say I for the most part, I put a lot of effort into every girl that I have sex with. Because it's all about reviews, right? Because if this is not someone that I want to be with for the rest of my life, that's fine, right? Next girl I'm with, there's a possibility that she might know the next girl I'm with, or the girl after that. So now, if they know each other, and I did a half-ass job with this girl, and I still haven't hit the next girl, and she gives her a bad review, you think that next girl still gonna be interested? Yes. I mean, there's a chance she might still be like curious, see what it is. But I don't want girls walking around giving me bad reviews. Well, even if that's not the case. Right? Let's say she starts talking to one of my homeboys, or she's going around telling whoever she's telling, oh yeah, this dude was no good. Now I'm getting bad reviews. See, so at the end of the day, I guess yes, I'm still thinking about me, but I wouldn't want to have sex with a girl and get a bad review. So I do care about her too.
And I think about it, he right. Bitches talk. Bitches do talk. Yeah. But guess what? Hit him with that Arthur meme. Still fuck though.
Yeah. So I go pretty good at, like,
90%
at least every time.
Oh shit, my lower back hurt. But anyway, like I was saying, man. So you feel like, you know, Quan feels like you don't have to put in effort in every chick, but Josh feel like you got to put in effort in every chick, man.
Yeah, you gotta uphold that reputation.
All of them, their box is not worthy. I repeat,
what I'm saying is that I'm doing it for me. Now, obviously, she gets something out of it because I'm giving 90%, at least 90% effort. But I'm doing it for me too because I'm looking at it as if she might not be worthy, but regardless of whether she's worthy or not, she's giving me good reviews.
Listen, if that box is lit, nigga, I'm giving her to Melvin. From Baby Boy. Listen, I'm giving her to Melvin.
Oh yeah, when you know he what I'm saying? Her, like, he picked up,
yeah, man, yeah. I'm hitting her with the Melvin. Listen, I'm having her son mad. I'm stepdad. I'm walking in next morning. You want breakfast, butt naked, everything.
Butt naked. Whatever. Drinking all the Kool-Aid. Red Kool-Aid.
But if the box is dry, is whack, is terrible.
That Melvin.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm hitting her with
I got a question. This is a very important question.
What?
Why is the box dry?
Hey, that's the why the box dry.
Yeah, why the box dry? Is it on your behalf or is it just because of shit whack?
Listen. Obviously, 9 times out of 10. Listen, hold. Let me explain something to you, ladies. Let me explain this to you, so y'all don't be like thinking this is like just some like just not a game. Listen, if my man said, "Hey, yo." You can try to hit this joint, right? But the box, it's all right. It's okay. Listen, my man sent me, okay? First off, my man sent me. Let's not forget that niggas do give out reviews to it and they send their man. Don't think I just went off Will because I just wanted to. No, he sent me. He gave me a referral, okay?
Referral.
You know what I'm saying? And he said it was good. So obviously, if he said it was good to him, then I go check it out, and it was dry to me, or it was wet. Mm. That's why it's dry or it's wet. or whatever. Because I got the review from my man. Him stating that it was good. And I got to go back and have a conversation with him and let him know, A, your pussy category is like weed. It's terrible. It's Reggie. We don't need that. I need the loud pack. Where's the better quality? You know what I'm saying? So that's where the dryness part comes in, or whatever. At least for me. I don't know about anybody else, but I ain't just going around here busting bitches.
But I feel like if it's dry, can you work with that? Like, can you open the faucet?
Listen. I try to do whatever I can. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? A plumber. I spit on it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I might, you know what I'm saying? If it don't smell, you know what I'm saying? I might have to go down on it or whatever. At least try to get it, you know, operate a surgery push. But it don't always work out that way.
See, I think the next time you run into a problem like that, just put it in her butt.
No, let's clear something up. I don't have to ask him. You have never even attempted to put it in somebody's butt. Just from you saying that. I know you have.
Yes, I have. I've done.
Oh, you be putting in people's butt?
No.
Yo,
no.
Not
most
people.
Definitely not.
Yo, so no. You telling me I never did that before?
I'm telling you that you never did that before.
Bruh, I did that. Yeah, I did that. Yes, I did.
No,
on God, I did that. Bruh, so I'm going to just sit here and lie on God. Did I?
Bruh, I ain't.
Who you put your fingers in?
I didn't put my fingers in there. I'm saying
you put a little shrimp in there?
I put my third leg in there.
Oh, bruh, your third leg.
My shit bigger than yours, man.
We about to do this? What is this high school? What are we doing?
Bro, you just said.
I'm not about to do
you
this.
Just
this
you just said shrimp. You just started it.
I called the shrimp a shrimp. My bad, but I didn't talk about mine bigger, yours bigger.
Let's talk about, you know, I understand you a different type of cat, man. You got your cape on. You all ready. You very ready to save whores. You know what I'm saying? You're very ready to save whores. You love saving bitches and hoes. And then on top of that, this dude don't even listen. He don't even.
All your problems are women are the reason for all your problems. You're a hurt bucket.
Everybody's heard about something, man.
I'm hurt too, but I don't blame.
Why are you hurt?
Hurt?
Would you like to talk about why you're hurt right now?
Well, I mean, I'd say I get hurt too, but that's because sometimes you don't get back what you get, but that happens to everybody. But I feel like you don't get back what you give, and that can happen to any with any sex, right? I can have a friend who I take care of him, and
he said you don't give back what she has given. You right. I don't give back this good thing I gave to that weak ass pussy. That's why I don't get back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna walk out on that. I don't get that back. That was 40 minutes of my life I could have kept.
40 minutes, man. That's some durability.
Listen, I'm going in. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to kill it.
I don't know if I want to be at it.
I'm trying to kill the bitch. Fuck
shit. Like, I mean, I'll take a break in between, you know, go for a few rounds, but
yeah.
40 minutes sound like a long time.
40 minutes. Oh yeah, the length. There's no reason to go longer than 10 minutes.
Listen, right? I'm giving out movie scenes.
Ten minutes. Ain't nobody going on for no hours, man.
Hold on, wait, listen. If you fucking BBWs, them bitches is not 10 minute hoes.
Well, you know what? That is true. That's a whole lot of extra work, especially for somebody who's my size. But I'll tell you this much though. I'll tell you this much. If you taking 40 minutes, odds are she a good solid four.
She's a solid four.
Ain't no way. If she fine, ain't no way I'm lasting 40 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? Nah, man. You got to put in work with these big hoes. Listen, fuck you dry, eat some lunch with you. That's what these bitches go do. I'm trying to eat some lunch.
Bro, it's impossible to go for hours, bro. Ain't nobody going for hours. What you just done beat it off? Unless you done beat it off, you know what I'm saying? Then you're going to go on forever.
I'm on autopilot. I'm on an autopilot. You know, like, and I'm getting crazy. Like, listen,
what's the fastest you? Let's ask
that. The fastest?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you a story. I tell you a story. I tell you a funny ass story. So, this is why I used to go to school in New York. This joint, she was in my room or whatever, right? Listen, now mind you, all of my mans is in the common room. We all chilling or whatever. I'm in the room with the joint or whatever. She been wanting to hit me for a while or whatever. And she was smashing my other man at the time too, but yeah. I ended up telling him, listen, if the joint, you know what I'm saying, allows me to crack it, would you be mad? He said, just don't tell me. So I didn't tell him. So I didn't tell him, but I got the joint in my room. So in there chilling, listen, bro. She like, yo, what's up? So I'm like, oh, you ready? Okay, listen. Ass colossal, pussy amazing. It's wet. It's mad wet. And let's not forget, on top of that, she's Spanish. So I'm like, shit. All right, I get in it, hey, bro. So I get in it. It's like 5 minutes. I bust already. 5 minutes. Now that's a record. That's a record. Cause that never happened. And I had to pull out and act like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, nah, we shouldn't be doing this right now, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I really bust on the joint or whatever. Mm. She, like, put it back in. I'm like, nah, I already bust. Ain't no need for me to keep going.
Right.
And I, yo, listen, so the joint got mad, put her clothes on. She walked outside in the common room with my homeboys. And she wait till I come outside, and she gonna say, so you really not gonna keep fucking me? So I'm like, nah, man, you don't need no more right now. She started throwing condoms at me while all my mans is around. She said, you ain't shit. You give me all this dick, and you gonna take it back. And throwing condoms at me on everybody sitting there laughing like, yo, what y'all? Oh. So, yeah, that was the shortest I bust, was 5 minutes.
So where was your homeboy at?
My mans? All of my mans?
The one that said, just don't tell me.
Oh, he wasn't around at the time. He was probably somewhere at his dorm, or he was somewhere around campus.
He was on campus and you did this? This was your mans?
Yeah, this is my
mans. And that was his girlfriend?
No, it wasn't his girlfriend. It's just some joint he was hitting.
Oh.
He had multiple joints.
What's his name?
Nah, I can't put that. That's disclosed information.
What's her name? What's her name?
Listen. That's disclosed information. But let's just say...
You out here respecting these hoes, man? What's wrong with you, man? You be respecting these hoes?
Here we go. You on
her. Oh, man. Please don't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, man.
The joint will know who she is if they hear the story. Anybody that knows me that has heard the story will know who I'm talking about. All right, okay? You know what I'm saying? Bitch was throwing condoms at me or whatever. Like, you ain't shit. I mean, she wifed up now, but she was a hoe. But...
She wifed up now, so somebody is he's in love with her. Yeah, some simp came through and saved her. What's his name?
Oh,
I don't know him.
No, okay, that brings up a new topic.
What?
What if the girl that you crazy about, right? Y'all been talking for a while.
I'm not saving hoes. I'm not saving. Oh, my bad.
No. So check this out. You've been talking for a while. You really feeling this girl. You see yourself with this girl in the long run.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the conversation comes up.
What?
She done been with like 30 plus.
Hold up. You know what? Let's go back to that. Let's go back past 30 plus. Let's go back to my story real quick. So the joint I hit, she hit 100 plus. And it was still tight. Dynamite.
Oh no, yeah. Dynamite. I mean, dick don't stress the pussy. That's a hundred niggas.
Yeah.
100. Yeah, that's
crazy. 100
niggas. I said 30 plus, but I'm talking about she had high numbers.
You loved her?
But,
Hell no, nigga. I just said I was hitting it.
Yeah. But the question is high numbers.
What you know, she was talking about some joint like, let's go get a farm, let's go get a house together or whatever. And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do all that.
Why do bitches talk about that? Farms? Some bitch told me that same shit.
Listen, I don't know.
It's about getting married in a barn.
I'm like, I'm a city nigga. I can't go to farmland. Talk to a barn, house, let's have kids. Sure. Whatever you want, boo.
What was her name, bro?
Huh?
Because that sound, bro, I never heard a bitch talk like that. And only, like, there's only one bitch that ever said some bullshit like
that. She's not from here. She only live in this state.
Oh.
She live in a whole different
state. But can we please answer that question?
What? I mean,
I said 30 plus, right? But that's just me throwing out a number. My question is, if she had a higher than ideal number for you.
100 bodies.
No, not 100, because some people think that 10 bodies is too much, right?
So it is.
So if she had more than ideal bodies,
I still hit it.
Would you? Good. No, I'm not talking about hitting. I'm talking about really
taking her serious. Yeah. Like,
and then all of a sudden she dropped that, like, that, like, some, like, you didn't even think about the conversation, but then somehow y'all were talking about something and it came up. You know?
I'm going to answer real quick. Let me get mine out the way first. I'm sure this is going to be debatable. Listen, if a bitch got more than 10 bodies and I'm loving her, you know what I'm saying? If a bitch got more than 30 bodies and I'm loving her, bitch got more than 100 and I'm feeling her, I ain't going to lie. I can't be hypocritical because I hit bitches like she hit niggas. So I'm probably going to wipe that joint. To the point where...
There's no such thing as being hypocritical with that. Because, dude, we can go above and
beyond. Wait, here we go?
Women are supposed to be different.
No. Look at this dude.
He always got a cape on.
He got
ridiculous right now.
He got a cape. Why? Because he's
always supporting women. Like, he always comes
in. Is that about supporting? Is about equality, my dude? What are you doing?
Oh, he's for the women.
What is he doing to
him? I mean, I ain't mad at him. I love it.
For me to hit 30 plus, but not her. Not her. She can't even hit 10. What are you talking about?
He said she. Yo. He said she can't hit 30 plus. She can't even hit 10.
He is so sick.
No, the fact that you were dead on serious about what you were saying before I cut you off makes you sick. He was so serious about it too. You wasn't even trying to be funny.
They're supposed to be different.
Let's just brought up another good one. Women are supposed to be different. There's too many girls out here that come up with the mentality that men do it, so why don't I do it? Listen, dudes can sleep with as many as they want. You're supposed to multiply. You're supposed to be, you know what I mean? A dude can go around and do whatever he want.
No.
A female, you supposed to be more respectful, more collective. See? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, a female is different.
He's just talking stupid. Yo, listen. Yo, we're talking about heterosexual man. I think you might be into men.
Because you have
some strong feelings against women.
Listen.
You are a fucking man.
Josh.
Whoever she was, she must have done some witchcraft on you.
Josh.
Right? She must have done some serious shit to you. That you that hurt talk about women don't have the same rights as men and they should be different.
I did not say that.
You pretty much just did.
I didn't say that.
You said a man can do whatever he wants and a woman shouldn't.
Listen. Don't you start with me.
Because the more you start with me,
that's the more it's going to be bad for you. So you already know.
No, shut up. You sound stupid talking about women.
I'm talking about women. Women are supposed to be different.
No, they're not.
Women have long hair. Men have short hair. Women wear skirts.
Physical appearances, my dude.
I'm talking about all throughout the whole way. Like, women body count is supposed to be small.
Let me re-ask you this.
You said women got long hair, men got short hair, right? So why is there a lot of bald-headed bitches in this world? And I'm not talking the ones that's bald by choice. Like, edges is just missing naturally.
Oh, why is there
Is that some of type of black long? Woman joke, Quad? Are you against black women or something?
Nah, I'm not.
Where are you going with this?
Before you even answer this question, though.
That's
just for the bird bitches that be thinking, like, oh, we don't notice. We let y'all rock until y'all start talking mad shit about somebody else. Like, oh, that bitch hair all fucked up. But bitch, under your lace front, your edges is bad.
Wait. So let's clear something up, because he just made the most hypocritical question out there. He said, "Oh, so you got something against black women? Boy, you got something against all women."
Listen. Let me tell you, because we already know bad edges and lace fronts. We already know what group of women that associated with. I mean, it's not hard to figure out, man. You know what I mean? You're not talking about white Asian women with... Ooh. Yeah, you're not...
Ooh, I got the perfect whip for you.
Yeah, no, you crazy. You tripping, bro. And you're never going to find a good girl with that mentality, man.
That's
crazy.
Bro, good girl. Where is a good girl at, bro?
Like I said, you into men.
Bro, I'm not into men. You don't think I'm not. Let me tell you something. I'm not. First off, bro, do you not see my skin complexion? Okay.
Sure.
I am a dark skinned brother.
Yeah.
Dark skinned brothers, we don't play that, man.
You don't play what?
We don't play that gay.
You tell me there's no dark skinned gay males out there.
That's a fact.
That's so not.
That's a fact. We don't play that shit.
You should
clearly see my skin complexion. I have a beard, and I have a beard. You know what I'm saying?
Gay dudes
like shaving their beard, and they like wearing tight pants and high waters. You know what I'm saying? And.
Do you realize how crazy you're talking? Especially for 2018. I mean, like, if we were like in the early 90s, fine. You know,
let me tell you.
We're not there yet. But we talk about 2018 going into 2019.
Let me tell you.
Like that,
let me tell you. My limit is no more than four bodies.
So if a girl tells you you feeling this girl, you really into this girl, you getting ready to wipe this girl up, and she tells you she has five bodies, you done. She tells you she has six bodies, you done.
I'm done. Because I don't want it to be, I don't want it to be a situation where we out in the mall, we out in public, and some dude is looking at us from afar. I'm like, yo, look at this dude, he with her. I used to have that girl going crazy, you know what I'm saying? And that's going
to
be the case.
All her body count has to be is one. Mm-mm. For that to happen, all it has to be is one. For that to happen, she could have one dude, and he could have had her going
she's not going to be going crazy because she's inexperienced.
But she has one dude.
Yeah, that's one dude. Well, that means that she's training.
Some people just got it like that. Some people learn from watching videos. Some people learn from,
Who learn from watching videos? Don't nobody learn from watching videos.
Yes, you can learn from watching videos.
You either got it or you don't got it.
No, it's not like that, bro. No. You just talk about experience. So you pretty much just contradicted yourself again. You said, she don't got experience, so she don't got it. But doesn't experience allow you to eventually...
So experience mean you watching videos.
You could learn stuff from watching videos. Hell yeah, you could learn stuff from watching porn artists, right? Because obviously they've been doing this for long. They know how to please and you know how to lick the right things, do the right positions. I mean, you can learn from this stuff. Now, obviously, you have to practice it as well to get efficient at it if you don't just got it like that. But that doesn't mean you can't learn from watching. Or you can experiment with yourself. You can buy a sex doll. Bro, there's so many. You can buy a dildo. You can buy freaking...
Why would I buy a dildo?
I'm talking about if you're a female, man. Chill out. See, I'm talking. There you go again. See, you got this.
You got.
I feel like you went to men because you just.
Bro, yo, wait. Are you serious?
Obviously, I'm talking about.
Yo, you serious? You serious right now? Is this like serious? Are you playing, bro? Come on.
It's what serious.
Bro, first, bro, this dude is he is so sick in his damn head.
You know how many gay people I've met that have told me that the reason that they're gay is because they had a bad experience with a girl?
Bruh, no. There's no such thing. First off, I feel like there's no such thing as choosing to be gay or turning gay. You are like that from birth. Or matter of fact, you just got spirits on you.
Well, those are.
Bruh, you can't.
Controversial.
You can't choose.
Comments.
You can't
those
choose
are
to be gay.
Comments.
Bruh, because that you can't choose to be gay.
To arguments with no end.
You can't choose that.
I'm not gonna entertain the conversation because it's an argument with no end.
Okay.
No one's ever.
So
agree
you
on.
Got. Well, let's get back to the main thing. When you
You're
was talking, when you was talking, bro, come on, why you got gay shit on your mind, bro? You the one with gay shit on your mind.
I'm not saying
talk about buying dildos and shit.
I feel like I'm judging you,
bro. You ain't judging me because that's yo. I think yo.
I'm just trying to figure out
where my head is at.
I'm just trying to figure out where your head at. That's it. I'm not judging you, man.
Bro, come on, bro. What is wrong with you, man? What is wrong with you?
Listen, I'm just saying.
bro. You know what?
I could. You might need some soul searching.
Soul searching. I think you might be in the bed with that flower tie on you got, and the high water,
sure and comfortable with my sexuality.
Let's move on, man, because you go into different places that shit girls don't need to go.
This, just so you know, they think this.
Is yeah, because it's feminine. You know what I mean? Girls like Girls like feminine things, man.
All right, so if that's what they like, then that's what I'm gonna give them because I'm interested in them. What you saying?
Bro, you know what? Talking to you, it just make my motherfucking head hurt. like yo, my head is like legit hurting, bro.
Because you're so sick
in your head that it's just so crazy.
If you go back to the beginning of this podcast, you will realize that when he told me, "Hey man, say what's up to these people," I told you guys we gonna teach Cohiba something, and now he's learning. And all this information that he's taking in, I might be giving him too much information, and he's not able to process it in a timely manner, which is why his head hurt. But regardless, I told him from the beginning we about to teach you some stuff,
bruh. You got some. Listen, Josh. And I'm gonna tell you on a real note, man. You have some serious psychological problems, bro. And it's not even funny. Like, you have some very severe psychological problems, bro. And you know what? At first, like, I didn't know it was this bad. Like, it's just getting worse. And I'm not even laughing, man. It's like you make shit up in your head and believe it. And that's pretty sick. You need help. You need help. Brother, you need help. You need to go searching for a doctor.
This is how I'll know if you're really delusional. If we made a
talking to you can give somebody
no check this out. If we made a survey or a questionnaire or some sort of tally of like ask these people who would you consider has the psychological problems? Being realistic and being as honest as you possibly can, even though that's hard for you, would you say that most of the people listening would say that I'm the one with the psychological issues over you?
If they got, listen.
No, listen.
I don't think that they can form that problem because they don't know you. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying based on
I know the
conversations
you. You know, all this shit is building up. Oh yeah, you definitely got some problems. First off, to all the real niggas out there.
That wasn't the question. We already know you think I got problems. The question was, do you think that most of the people listening would agree that I have problems and you don't?
I ain't got no problems. I got my mind right.
See, that's not the question. I'm asking you a simple yes or no question, and you're saying what was the question I just asked you twice? See, and he's talking about I have psychological issues. People, I just asked him the same question twice in less than a minute, and he's only asking what the question is after trying to deflect.
Bro, the question is,
if we did a survey and we asked the people who are listening, who do you think has more psychological issues, or who do you think even has psychological issues? Would you say that they would agree that I'm doing with the psychological issues?
Yes.
You say most of them would?
Yes.
Okay.
They should.
That wasn't the question. The question wasn't whether they should or not. The question was, they definitely should. The question was,
bruh, and I'm trying to tell you, bruh, you may think I'm playing, but I have a headache. From talking to you,
your brain might not be processing.
No, bro, you really got a fascination. You got a private secret lust for tight pants. You have a private secret lust for.
You think my pants are tight?
Bro, you got a private. Listen to me.
Can you please stop cutting me off
because I didn't cut you off, man? Why? Just give me the same respect.
I'll let you talk.
You know what I'm saying? Now you ain't gonna let me talk. You gonna let me talk. You ain't gonna let me talk. You gonna let me talk. Listen,
you're going off track now.
I think that you See, Josh is weird. See, he has a problem with, like, he doesn't even listen to music. If the song calls a female a bitch in the song, he's not going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? He always come with a cape, and no matter what these females do out here, they're never wrong. He thinks that okay. He thinks that okay. They're okay and everything is fine, no matter what they do. No. He likes is, he comes with a cape, and he's very weird, man. And to all my real niggas out there, y'all already know what I'm talking about.
What I'm saying is, you don't compromise yourself. Because of what anybody does to you, especially
that's what you be doing.
Number two, you don't blame nobody else for your problem. People go through shit, and people are you, and you should already know by now. You're older than I am, so by now you should already know. People ain't always gonna give you what you give them. They're not gonna give you that back always, right? People are gonna do you dirty. People are gonna hurt you, and people are gonna just do whatever they wanna do, no matter what you do, right? Since you should already know that, you shouldn't be going around talking about, oh, my life is like this because females are like that. You shouldn't be You shouldn't be going around talking about every female is messed up because the females you mess with are messed up. You shouldn't be going around talking about the females are messed up because you done messed up and you refuse to acknowledge that you messed up
listen, I'm gonna tell you like this, man.
Because according to you, every female you dealt with was the issue. Every female you dealt with is the reason why you're not with them anymore. But maybe according to them, you're the reason you're not with them anymore.
Yeah, because they're sick.
But you think everybody's sick except you.
Bruh, because when you come across me, you're dealing with somebody that's not delusional, that's very rational. You know what I'm saying? And I see situations for what it is, man. I never know. You can check my resume. I never did nobody dirty, man. I'm a good dude. I'm a good dude. And you know what I mean? I ain't never did nobody dirty, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, like I said, man, I'm out here, man. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm out here and
you got some
problems.
You out here talking so much smack about these women.
Yo, listen. Shout out to everybody that got a mind. Shout out to people that got their.
All this smack about women, right? I'm not saying women are perfect. I'm not saying.
Yes, you are. You said they're perfect, and there's nothing that they can. There's nothing that they can do that is wrong to you, because you have a cape.
No,
you have a cape.
Not wrong. Is that
you have a cape?
I already expect people, right? People. I'm not saying just women. I expect people to fail me. I expect people to not give me back what I give them. I expect that already, right? So I don't go around.
You expect that? Then why you be so sad, man?
Well, just because I expect it doesn't mean that I'm gonna be all happy.
If you expected it, bro, like I said, man.
If
I expect fire
to burn, you expect
family
to die at some point, right? Whether they die old or young, you expect them to die at some point. Does that mean that it doesn't hurt when they die?
Like I said, bro, if you're a family member and you lived out to 80 years old, I'm not going to be hurt, bro. You lived a long life, man. You was 80. Now, if you're a family member and you go out at like 20-something, 30, maybe even 40. You know what I'm saying?
They were going to die anyway.
Yeah, but...
You expected them to die, right?
But not that soon, man. You know what I'm saying? It depends on the timing.
Right.
It depends on the timing and
you just try to be such a simple person, but you're not. You're full of shit.
Bruh.
You're full of shit. And I'm pretty sure all the listeners know that you're full of shit. Then you just talk out your mouth. You don't think before you talk. You just say shit.
Bruh.
And then you expect people to think that you
this dude talking real crazy. Real crazy. But I'm going to let him, man, because, you know, I'm going to let y'all understand. You see how sick this person is? I'm going to just let him do it to himself, man. Let the people know how sick you is, man. Keep going.
Keep going, man. Listen, I'm going to say this.
Respectfully disrespectful for. You already know. Tune in. This is the realest nigga talking to you on the planet. I'm not delusional. I'm very rational. You know what
Someone
I mean?
Someone who has to say that more than... 5 times in 1 podcast.
This the realest nigga. And I'm out. I'm out. Salute to all the real. We out.